Hello and welcome to the Lying Meaty Bastards radio show.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Raw Truth Soldier Radio.
Brothers and sisters, this is not a test. I've been asked by public enemy leader Chuck T to make this emergency announcement. The police in your cities, for all intents and purposes, have declared open season on Black Friday.
Hey, yo, Chuck, one, two.
Public Enemy was driven into the underground by government forces. However, a small resistance is forming. Both Terminator X and Chuck T have resurfaced, leading a small mobile rebel unit, the Valiant.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hard rhyme and the rebel is on the mic.
On the mic.
One time rhyme animals on the mic.
On the
it's
mic.
Still keeping you from sleeping.
Sleepin'.
We in the hood where heat is still beating.
Beatin'.
And we back with the rap that packs the room.
Packs the room.
Black tracks with the rhythm that make you move.
Make you move.
Can't hush the bum rush. We bust the sound with D-Sonic bombs.
Hey,
pressure all around. Raise the level, I'm up again rhyming. Riding on the devil since I begin rhyming. Hell, we bring back the meat, the rap lex. Cause like I said, we got soul down the river. For these racist wars, our lives fed by these TV whores. I know it's more than news, stake the truth. We break through, won't lose, we move.
Hard rhyme and the rappers on the mic.
On the mic.
Time rhyme animals on the mic.
On the mic.
It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother? Tell me if it's on, it's on.
Hard rhyme and the rappers on the mic.
On the mic.
Time rhyme animals on the mic.
On the mic.
It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother? Tell me if it's on, it's on.
Hip-hop was a gift to lift it up.
Lift it up.
Love rap to the companies, ripped it up.
Ripped it up.
Now the soul is sap, we've been had like jazz.
If you're down for change, then they take your voice away.
And then they tell you the best is white.
Best is white.
Co-signed by a nigga that pimped the mic.
Pimped the
make
mic.
The rule, the view, that the beef is cool. But what it do is fool a few fools who buy the feud.
Keep the people all blind and dumb dancing. Never let a record that wreck become rampant.
See the street copycat, the crap rapping songs. I'm knowing there's a poison going on. Feel a message revealed in our show. But you never get to hear it on the radio. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Fuck Jack, bust that squeeze and run the shit.
Come on, rhyming the rappers on the mic.
On the mic.
One time rhyme animals on the mic.
On the mic.
It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother? Tell me if it's on, it's on.
Hard rhyming the rappers on the mic.
On the mic.
One time rhyme animals on the mic.
On the mic.
It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother? Tell me if it's on, it's on.
Come on now. DJ Lord.
Here we go again.
Come on now.
Gorilla Ball Pit.
Team to keep them demons out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. See, amuse, abuse, confuse us into thinking that being ghetto mean the same as being ignorant. And so we strive to rise and get by. No peace for the peace. We police and shine the light. Contraband is on the television, pimping nose. Our grips in the home that they never owned. Damn, tell me that what's the deal?
What's the
radio in the video? Don't uplift. Take a stand, be demanding all my freedom and my civil rights. Worldwide, fight the plan and the genocide. Yes, the road is long and hard. And when I'm gone, y'all say I did my part. Keep gunning, we the crew will never lose. All the ones in the motherfucker choose.
Public
enemy.
Hard rhyme and the rappers on the mic.
On the mic.
One time rhyme
line and was on the mic on the mic. It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother, tell me if it's on, it's on. Hard rhyme and the rapper is on the mic, on the mic. Time rhyme animals on the mic, on the mic. It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother, tell me if it's on, it's on. Hard rhyme and the rapper is on the mic, on the mic. Time rhyme animals on the mic, on the mic. It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother, tell me if it's on, it's on. Hard rhyme and the rapper is on the mic, on the mic. Time rhyme animals on the mic, on the mic. It's on you, brother, what you wanna do, brother, tell me if it's on, it's on.
Yeah, that's right, Flavor Flav taking you back to the next millennium. You know what I'm saying? Always cold, cold killing them. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't playing, it's all in the message that we're laying. I got a secret weapon, you know what I'm saying? Let's take 2 steps to the rear. We getting out of here, you know what I'm saying? Operation cold killing them till next millennium. Flavor Flav, rock the house.
Yo, alright, whose party is this?
Yo, this is P.E.
Yo, you better turn that shit down now, man.
Boy,
I guarantee you, no more music by the suckers. No more music by the suckers. No more music by the suckers.
I make decisions with the city like a side that I believe in. Just to see that what they'll be in front of me, I'm trying to say. And it's where I am, but play a beta, write a beta, play a beta, come a beta, fight.
And all the time, we test our minds. We say we're fine. What's left behind? But what's a million if they all feel if they don't wanna listen what they hear? And so now we do the fight, you're singing for our bloody right, the right, you're singing right, the right, the right, the right, the right, the right.
Folks, listening to Radioactive San Diego, I'm Jake. Lying Media Bastards radio show. That just there was a track by RJD2 off of the video game soundtrack of Mark Echo's Getting Up, the graffiti video game. I believe I mentioned a little bit about it to y'all a few weeks back. For that, we had Bad Brains doing Pay to Come, and then what did we start that? We started off with Public Enemy. The new Public Enemy album with Paris, the Black Panther rapper out of the Bay Area, on his label. It's actually some of the best Public Enemy stuff I've heard in years. I mean, they were really, they were recycling there for a while. And while some of the stuff on this album sounds like stuff they've done before, it sounds like the best stuff they did before. So, hooray for that. I'm excited today. And you say, Jake, you're excited. You're never excited. Are you on drugs? And no, but I am holding coffee. I didn't have the show last week. Some of you may remember. I was trying to fix the domain name for my website, lyingmediabastards.com. If you have a domain name like that, you have to renew it periodically. And mine was about to expire, and for stupid-ass reasons, instead of taking, like, two mouse clicks on a website saying, yes, I want to renew my site, take my $15, it turned into a multi-day phone call, wait for tech support sort of day. So I have more than twice as much music as I normally would have. Normally I would have new stuff. Maybe I have, somewhere between 4 to 6 new, brand new songs per show, generally, with a lot of other stuff that I have, new to me. A lot of songs that I have not heard, artists I haven't heard, tracks I haven't heard. I scour the web every week to bring you all that sort of thing. So you would think that this week I would have twice as much. No, this time I have like 5 times as much. I literally have I have enough of new music for like 2 shows, 2 solid shows here in the studio with me today. And when I say new, I don't mean just mean new. I mean new and good. I don't play crap on the show, folks, unless it's really funny crap. In which case, stay tuned because I've got some. plenty to talk about this week as well. I really was kicking myself that I missed last week, so I wanted to talk about the May Day protests that had taken place last week around the country for immigrant rights. But this week I need to talk about the video game system wars, which actually is going to have pretty great significance for media technology up into the future, consumer media technology. It's worth mentioning. The latest on the NSA, their phone data, their info gathering. It's some scary shit, actually. Let's see. Some crazy fucking racist, sexist DJs in New York City got fired. We'll talk about them. Sort of an uprising and a crackdown going on outside Mexico City, South Central Farm in Los Angeles, Porter Goss, media conferences, the new wave of protest music coming out in this past month. Plenty to talk about. We'll get to as much of it as we can. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Oh, and while I'm thinking of it, we got a benefit concert. Radioactive San Diego has a benefit concert coming up June 3rd. If you want more information, check out the front page of our site, radioactiveradio.org. It's over at Vos Alta in downtown San Diego. I'm telling you this early so that you can clear out a space in your schedule, because we want you to come and give us money so that we can become wealthy and gold plate our radio station. Not gold plate it, but I do tell my fellow DJs here, that my fellow colleagues, that it is one of my dreams to DJ a set from the inside of a hot tub. No one has come up with a plan yet to make that come to pass. But someday. God, so much music to choose from here. I'm not sure who I'm going to put on next. I'll start with this one here. This is an unusual choice. This is Bruce Springsteen, who I sort of admire his ethic. I don't agree with all of his politics. I think he is a little moderate for my tastes. But he's really taking some stances here and there. You know, I remember especially, he was misunderstood back in the 80s when he did Born in the USA. People thought it was like a rah-rah, go America anthem, but it wasn't. It's actually this sad story about a Vietnam vet coming home and everything's changed and he can't get a job and he's homeless and life sucks for him. You go, yeah, Born in the USA! Like, no, you're not getting it at all. And then I'm told that after that, and he never played it. After a certain point, he stopped playing that song live in that way. He didn't play it as a rock anthem. He will only play it as like an acoustic blues slide guitar version. Which, yeah, it's kind of interesting. And congratulations for taking the stance. And also, he wrote a song. I guess the most political thing I remember from him in recent years was his song American Skin, which this was in probably the early 2000s after the West Indian immigrant Amadou Diallo was shot by the New York Police Department 41 times, if you remember the story. Police officers, there were four cops, one guy with no gun, and they shot him 41 times to death, obviously. Bruce Springsteen did the song about it. He begins chanting, 41 shots, 41 shots, 41 shots. And the police, who'd thought that he was one of them, you know, white, working stiff, blue-collar hero, they were pissed, and they were calling him names, and just like, I think, what did they say? They said that, you know, we thought that we were dealing with a great guy here, not some floating fairy, I believe was a quote they said about Springsteen. Now, first of all, fuck you, cops. You don't shoot and kill innocent people. You know, this is what you do. We know this is the standard. This is part of the job. But we don't want you to. And for someone to call you out on it does not make them a bad person. It's something you ought to listen to. But I'm rambling. This here, apparently Bruce Springsteen's going to be going on tour soon. But he had like a dozen shows in New Jersey, where he's from, at a local venue, rehearsing. Him and his band, I guess it's a new band, they're doing sort of a different sort of set. They were just rehearsing and letting people come and see them rehearse because they were doing all sorts of songs that they rarely do live or that they hadn't done live yet. And they got to get a real genuine reaction from the folks about what they liked and what they didn't like about the set. So I thought that was interesting. And if I get my facts straight, which that's no by no means certain, this song here is one of the songs that they play in this sort of rehearsal series. Bruce Springsteen, as you never heard him before, it's Bruce Springsteen doing an Irish folk song, an anti-war folk song, really, called Mrs. McGrath. About a woman whose son comes home from war. I don't know what time period this is. It sounds like it's, you know, 1800s or something. The son comes home, and both his legs are gone. He's been shot with a cannonball, and he's just got two wooden stumps for legs. And it's about her finding this out, and the two of them sort of coming to grips with the new status of her son and the pain he's been through. So I'm going to play this, Bruce Springsteen doing Irish folk, and let me tell you what else we got coming up for you. That's the wrong thing. Gonna have some Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Mindless Self Indulgence, Hot Chip, The Coup, Black Keys, More Than Public Enemy, Ghostface, Callow, Lifesavers, La Tigre, Graveworm, Mudhoney, Skinny Puppy, Sonic Youth, Parts and Labor, a lot of great stuff here, folks. I'm jumping up and down on the inside. But I'm going to stop talking now, get into some music, and we'll come back and we'll talk about all this crazy new stuff, because it's importante. I'm Jake, Line Media Bastard Show. If you want to make a request and you're listening live, hop on your AOL Instant Messenger, send a message to Radioactive SD. If you're listening to the recorded version and you want me to play certain stuff on a future show, send me an email, lmbradio@gmail.com.
Sergeant said, would you like a soldier or your son dead? The scarlet coat, the big cocked hat, and Mrs. McGrath, would you like that? The 15 right, hold it, yeah, two right, right, right. The 15 right, hold it, yeah, two right, right, right. Now, Mrs. McGrath lived on the shore and after 7 years or more, she spied a ship coming to the bay with her son from far away. Oh, Captain D, where have you been? You've been sailing the Mediterranean. Have you news of my son Ted? Is he living or is he dead? Is he too right for little? the two and said, my God, Ted, is it you? Now were you drunk or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea that wore your two fine legs away? Blind when I left my two fine legs behind. A cannonball on the 5th of May tore my two fine legs away. My teddy boy, the widow cried, your two fine legs were your mother's bride. Stumps of a tree won't do it all. Why'd you run from a cannonball?
Get down with your Same old shit, man. This motherfucking manager here. First the motherfucker pay us all what I owe you last week. Then the motherfucker tell me if I don't stay overtime, I could lose my motherfucking job. Man, fuck you. Oh, bitch-ass motherfucker.
Damn.
Boots, man. He don't know. I'm a savage on my shit. He gonna fuck around and get his whole
week.
Good
morning, fellas.
Hey, 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 Mr. Goodman. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
We're getting a late start here, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Just a little.
The floors have a long way to go, bros. And stop all that talking between yourselves. You're here to work, not make a chat room.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. Boots just had a lot on his mind this morning. So he felt he needed to talk and get a little emotions out, a little off his chest.
Hey, what's the pronunciation for his name again? Because I want to get that straight.
Dawood.
Work, Dawood.
Yes, sir. Sorry to cause you so much stress. By the way, how are your wife and your kids doing? If you need me to babysit again, do not hesitate to give me a call. I'm not usually doing anything anyway.
All right, fine. Just hurry it up.
Hey, man. Come here, man.
What's up?
Come here. Let me smell your breath. Yeah. Ass breath. You've been kissing ass too much.
You're right.
Yeah, I got some pills for that. They call ass breath killers. Try one. You ain't heard the commercial?
You got ass breath.
And I'll work from all the sounds.
Ass breath with strong halitosis. It's been hundreds of years since the first diagnosis by the African doctor Mwangi Masoi, known in the States as Mr. Thomas's boy. He found that preventing this affliction was lost with the mention of the phrase "I'm yes, I boss." When that phrase was uttered, many stomachs were wrenched. Some jumped in the Atlantic to escape the stench. He noted ass breath came from kissing ass a lot. To be the boss's knight in armor like Lancelot. But the Masoi years later, before he was hanged, developed pills with the taste of lemon meringue, made from ground gunpowder of Haitian slaves, and sweat from Seminoles who just wouldn't behave. He tested first on young Nap from the turnip plantation, then sent a batch off to the French-speaking nation. It should also be noted a bottle of it was found in the clenched dead hand of the white John Brown. Every time it went round, new people would find it. They would take their essence, put it in and grind it. In Russia, Africa, Asia too, Mao say tongue make the flavors new. In Cuba, the people make new shipments of this pill that is on the FDA shit list. They say it's not recommended to take before dinner with supervisors, presidents, and such type sinners. Take this pill and say what you wish you said. It hardens backbones, they might wish you dead. And it's not to be confused with courage juice, which we drank in chains and we still ain't loose. These pills really should be taken in groups, cause ass breath motherfuckers move with truth. MLK took half a pill, procrastinated. Once he took a whole pill, they assassinated. Take ass breath killers to really get down. Whatever rocks, fire, and struggle I found.
When it's time to speak up and you can't make a sound, take the pills that'll make you keep the king in his crown. Take ass breath killers to really get down. Whatever rocks, fire, and struggle I found.
Dr. Masoi, ass breath killers.
Not responsible for corporate losses or toppling of local regimes and or governments.
I'm Jake Langley, the Bastard Show. That is there was The Coup from the new Coup album, Pick a Bigger Weapon. The little skit, and then the song. What was the name of the skit? Yes, I'm to Death, which I thought was sort of a fun name. And then, of course, Ass Breath Killers. Kind of a fun little analogy there of how kissing up too much to your boss will give you ass breath. But these pills, the ass breath killer pills, they don't actually... they're not just about the breath. They're apparently about giving you the courage to stand up to the people who, on some occasions, you might be tempted to kowtow to. For that, we had Marit Larson doing Only a Fool. That was sort of, I don't know what that was exactly. Sort of alt-country ballad thing. But we got to recommend that song. That song was about a woman leaving her man after the man treats her badly. Sounds like he cheats on her. Who knows what else is going on? And I'm thinking if anybody that listening here, if you got a friend who's in that sort of situation, you got a friend in a relationship where it's kind of abusive, kind of kind of creepy. Something that, you know, you kind of wish your friend would see the light and get out of there, but maybe they're too afraid to or they don't see it. Get a copy of that song, try to play it. Marit Larsen, M-A-R-I-T-L-A-R-S-E-N, Only a Fool. I do not know what album that's on, but I say give it a look. Before that, Hot Chip doing Down with Prince. I believe they're speaking of Prince, the musician, and they're not saying Down with Prince as in, you know, Down with Prince. It starts off saying that I'm tired of motherfuckers telling me that they're down with Prince. So apparently, wherever the Hot Chip is from, all the hipsters are suddenly proclaiming this allegiance to Prince's music, and they're tired of hearing it. And then before that, we started it off with Bruce Springsteen, Mrs. McGrath, that unusual Irish folk song about the horrors of war and and losing limbs. Yeah, plenty more music coming. Let us see what to talk about now. I think probably what we have to talk about now is a top story that I'm not sure if... Let me check real quick and see if CNN has picked up on this story. The story first appeared on USA Today. The headline is, NSA, for National Security Agency, has massive database of Americans' phone calls. Ah, okay, and CNN has picked it up. Apparently, President Bush was concerned enough that he felt he had to address this publicly. Let me just read some of this article to you. The National Security Agency has been secretly collecting the phone call records of tens of millions of Americans using data provided by AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South. People with direct knowledge of the arrangement told USA Today. The NSA program reaches into homes and businesses across the nation by amassing information about the calls of ordinary Americans, most of whom aren't suspected of any crime. This program does not involve the NSA listening to or recording conversations, but the spy agency is using the data to analyze calling patterns in effort to detect terrorist activity. It's the largest database ever assembled in the world, said one person, who, like the others, only agreed to talk about this NSA's activities if they were could not be identified by name or affiliation. The agency's goal is to, quote, create a database of every call ever made, unquote, within the nation's borders. Yeah. So, the NSA is not listening into all your phone calls, but they are keeping track of who you're calling, when, how long, looking for patterns. And let us see what George W. Bush, how he is responding to this. Bush, we're not trolling your personal life. President Bush says the government is not mining or trolling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans. The reported program to create a massive database of U.S. phone calls. Yeah, so they're not, how ridiculous is that? Yeah, you see, we're keeping all this data about the phone calls you're making, and we're collecting them all, and we're putting them in databases, but, we're not going through them for information. You see, I'm just a collector, like some people collect stamps. I collect data about Americans who make phone calls. It's a big collection I got. It's like into the billions of bits of data about the phone calls. It's really fascinating. Whatever. Now see, there's so much going on here. First of all, we had the NSA wiretapping scandal. It came out a few months back, where it turned out that the National Security Agency... Now, again, they're doing this on American soil, which, by definition, the NSA is not supposed to be doing. With very rare exceptions, they're supposed to be focusing on outside the country. Second, they were wiretapping people's phones without getting warrants. Now, it's not hard to get a warrant to tap somebody's phone. There's a special court, the FISA court, the Federal Intelligence Services something court, FISA. I don't remember the last word. If you're an intelligence agent, you can get a warrant. I think they've said that out of the past 3 years, they've gotten 5,000 warrants, and only 5 have been turned down. That's how hard it is to get a warrant for your wiretap. In addition, you don't have to get it first. You can tap somebody's phone, and within, I think, 72 hours, if you go in and ask for get your warrant after the fact, you can do that. And the NSA decided that was too hard. That was too difficult. But they did say, oh, we're only tapping the calls of people who are international, making international calls, which, you know, satisfied most of mainstream America, really, because we're an insulated nation. We don't talk to people in other countries. We've got our own friends. What, you're too good for American friends? And, yeah, so that's sort of the interesting, fun co-story today, is that the NSA wiretapping scandal was being investigated by the Justice Department. And today, the same day that this story breaks about the data mining, we find that the Justice Department is canceling their investigation of the wiretapping scandal because the National Security Agency won't give them any information. It's just totally blocking them out. It won't give them security clearance. It won't tell them anything. And therefore, they have no choice but to cancel the investigation because they can't get any information. So that same day, we find out that they're keeping records of our phone calls. That's straight KGB shit, you know? We got an eye on you. We're keeping track of who you're calling and when. But don't worry if you're only... we're only doing it if you're, you know, only worry if you're a terrorist. Such bullshit. So yeah, so then on top of the, okay, I forget what number I'm up to. Let's say the fourth part of this story is that we must remember that the NSA wiretapping scandal, the New York Times broke that story a few months back after sitting on it for a solid year. The New York Times got information that the NSA was illegally wiretapping people's phones without getting warrants. And then they decided not to tell anyone for a solid year. Sat on it. And then we got another accomplice. We got several accomplices in this story where all of the major phone companies, except one, were involved with this. AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South all agreed to cooperate with the NSA for this information. They gave them this private information. They asked them for it. The NSA asked them for it. The companies handed it over. Hard to say if they did it without thinking, if they did it with an incentive, or if they did it after being intimidated. This USA Today article has information about the one company, one major phone company that refused, Quest, that weird spelled company, Quest. Now they're not like heroes. They're not, you know, like martyrs for the First Amendment or anything. It sounds like they were just worried that they were going to get sued or fined or arrested. Which, you know, Jesus, that's a pretty legitimate concern. You're sitting there and one government agency is telling you to do something, but you're pretty sure that if you do it, another government agency is going to punish you for doing it. But yeah, it says that they used all sorts of intimidating tactics on Quest. Let's see here. The NSA told Quest that other government agencies, including the FBI, CIA, and DEA, also might have access to the database. The NSA, which needed Quest participation to completely cover the country, pushed back hard. NSA representatives pointedly told Quest that there was the lone holdout among the big telecommunications companies. It also tried appealing to Quest's patriotic side. In one meeting, an NSA representative suggested that Quest's refusal to contribute to the database could compromise national security. In addition, the agency suggested that Quest's foot-dragging might affect its ability to get future classified work with the government. Now, unable to get comfortable with what the NSA was proposing, Quest lawyers asked NSA to take its proposal to the FISA court. According to the sources, the agency refused. They told Quest that they didn't want to do that because the FISA might not agree with them. Now, FISA is the court here which decides what the law is, decides if what these people are doing is legal and gives them approval to do it or not. By saying, we don't think FISA is going to agree with us, is saying what we're doing is illegal. Now again, law, I'm not so concerned about the law aspect of this, because all sorts of laws get made by people who pay off other people. Just because something's law certainly doesn't mean it's the right idea, the good idea, the moral idea. But in some occasions, law is all that's keeping these government agencies from going buck wild on us, and there you go. They are. So, hooray. Now, of course, my first thought after reading all this was that I'm going to, you know, I've got my cell phone is with Verizon. I'm going to call up Verizon. I'm going to demand to talk to the supervisor, and I'm going to tell him I'm canceling my account because they were giving private information to the federal government illegally. And I thought, oh, wait, who am I supposed to switch to? Verizon was involved. AT&T was involved. Bell South was involved. And actually, there have been so many mergers these days, I'm not even sure who's a part of who. Quest would be the only company, apparently, that I could go to and be assured they weren't involved with this. And Quest doesn't have California service. So, yeah. While we're at it, I just want to mention something that occurred to me. I was listening to a More Scandal News on the radio about various congressmen who were getting taken down or investigated for corruption charges. It started with Randy Duke Cunningham, the San Diego congressman, being convicted of bribery. But it gave me a thought. I'm here in San Diego. I'm going to tell my fellow San Diego listeners, just stop for a minute and think about that. You get a little joy out of it. Randy Cunningham is in jail. He's in prison right now. Isn't that funny? So yeah, that's... just wanted to gloat when an asshole actually gets caught doing bad shit. What else here? Gosh, so much bad news to talk about. Let's see here. I'll mention one... let's see. Yeah, we'll do the bad bit. I'm on the radio. Well, I'm on the internet, and it gets a rebroadcast on the radio. I've been on the radio in the past. I produce a show that's actually gets on the radio up in L.A. And you know, you've got... the FCC gives you rules, which I don't really care that much for. And I believe in freedom of speech, but... I got a news report yesterday. Time flies. Yesterday, I got this report about Power 105 in New York City. They have a morning show there called the Star and Buck Wild Morning Show. And surely reading that news yesterday is what made me use the phrase Buck Wild earlier in this program, because it's not usually part of the vocab. There's two, as you would guess, there are two hosts of the Star and Buck Wild Morning Show, DJ Star and DJ Buck Wild. DJ Star also occasionally goes by The Hater. He enjoys hating on everybody, no matter who they are, etc. Apparently The Hater had a rivalry with another DJ in town for another hip-hop station called DJ Envy. So DJ Star gets on the air, and his show is syndicated in 11 major cities across the country. This isn't just New York City, which is a huge market in itself. It's in 10 other cities. And he gets on the air, and he starts insulting the wife, the Asian-American wife of DJ Envy. The most vile, sexist, racist shit I've ever heard on radio. I'm not exaggerating. The most vile, racist, sexist shit I've ever heard on radio. And he keeps going. He then begins using the same sort of racial slurs about the daughter of DJ Envy, who I don't know why he dislikes DJ Envy so much. He just does. And begins insulting in a racist and sexist manner the 4-year-old daughter of DJ Envy and his wife, and then begins asking his listeners. He says he will pay the listeners $500 if they will call him up and tell him where DJ Envy's 4-year-old daughter goes to school. Why? Because he says he wants to get her, and basically he's saying that he wants to piss all over her and wants to ejaculate all over her. And then he talks about how he's got a gun, and him and his friends, his associates, are all ex-cons, and that there's no way this girl is safe. There's no way that any of the, you know, neither DJ Envy or his wife or the little girl can escape him. This was on the radio to millions of people. Threatening to molest a little girl. I don't understand. I mean, really the most logical explanation I can come up with for this is that DJ Star is on some sort of medication and forgot to take it. That's the only thing that makes any sense to me. Or he is as malicious as one would think for somebody that does that. So, all this might have gone unnoticed. A New York congressman, or not congressman, city councilman, DJ Envy and his wife, I guess they went to him and got him to try to do something about it. He held a press conference and called on the station to do something about this. He called Power 105 to fire the guy. And thank goodness he did. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty illegal. I mean, if you weren't on the radio, you know, if you just were in person, were telling some guy threatening that you were going to go molest his kid, I think that's against the law in some way. It's, you know, you're not allowed to threaten someone with death. You're not allowed to threaten somebody you're going to go beat them up. And I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to say you're going to go molest them or their kids. So, one would think that DJ Star, apart from getting fired, which all of this ruckus actually did make happen, thank God, but he might spend some prison time. We don't know. On top of that, as one might expect, well, that's a little unfair. As one should not be surprised to discover, Power 105 is owned by Clear Channel, and so we see that Clear Channel making a buck on threats of child rape. So, I mean, this guy's been doing bad shit for years. I mean, he was first found to be controversial because he was making fun of the pop singer Aaliyah. She died in a plane crash. He put something on the air that was making fun of her shortly after her death. I think it was like a little fake thing of her being on a plane and whatnot. Him and one of the other DJs, they called up some customer service line, which had been outsourced to India. So this Indian woman was answering the call, and they were calling her names, all sorts of racist stuff, and threatening to hurt her. Is somebody who calls themselves the hater, is that somebody you want on your radio station? I'm Jake, the nicey nice man. You want me on your station. You don't want DJ Star the hater. So, in conclusion, fuck that guy. And I hope he gets what's coming to him. And, yeah. So I'm Jake. I've been talking for a long time now. Gonna hop into some more music. Sort of wash the bad taste out of all that out of our heads. I'm going to give you your shiny happy people moment of the day. This is a song, a band called The Sea and the Gulls, with a creatively titled song, Seagulls. But, man, it's sort of a happy, fun, peppy song that it will not match the tone of any other song that I play today. But I think it's worth listening. So this is the Sea and the Gulls. I'm Jake, Lang Media Bastards. You want to read a bit more detailed about any of that stuff I was just talking about, it's on my site, langmediabastards.com. And here we go.
Sit in that chair.
Well, just try do it.
Thank you.
Yo, cream, no sugar, mocha only. Choke the microphone the way he low can choke a phony, won't he? Told him play a station like a broken Sony. Tenderoni, phone, she lonely, come and stroke the pony. That good loving deserves an encore and a Tony. Rats in the hood bugging, they want more raw bologna. Chachi need to watch his bony, skinny Joni. Villain fitting the fattener up with minestrone. Been grown, chromoly skin tone. While he rock the end zone, tap your toe or chin bone. The choice is yours alone. He came for the throne and to get the game sown. Dual name known as the Don for sure, true. And he won't show his face or sponsor your group. He sneak up and throw you for a loop. She peeked up, speak up if you want some more soup.
New suits again, who do's cruise again? Who's too smooth, who's sleuths want snooze with him? No surprise, no new news to him. Here's a light bulb, now how many of you screw this in? I do better when it's less team effort. With an old blue sweater, I'm a less clean dresser. Full circle, back to the drawing board. Mic by the mirror, I'm the best I ever saw record. Moping doom, get it sewn like an open wound. Two scientists up in the lab will make it go kaboom. They said, don't mix those two properties together. Probably end up with some empty eye sockets or whatever. I'm only here to hunt pleasure like some treasure. Never from a whack pack of bitches like the Heathers. After this, you better owe him for some loot. You freaks, what the fuck would make me want some more soup?
Get the oven, the kettle
shells fill. Cold when I run, I'm a versus a better skill. My clap your hands, don't clap your gas. Clean your habitat, tap dancing on drum pads and passing. Passionate, pen pad, offspring, on point, all season, and stay consistent. It's a triple threat, backstage, see the silhouette. Like camera action, then we wrap the set. With the techniques, make eternal so you don't forget. Kick a hole in strong goals, pull the plug, and we jet like.
Got juice, they collide with the beat. Heat released on concrete, make you move your feet. In the air, I see flares and cheers from half-stepping. Season B-boys, you sold as a weapon. Up.
Blast back.
Contact ready for liftoff. Renegades of funk, getting to that now. What you in tune to is a rap of the soul. So pump up the volume, give my crew some room. It's like
automatic honorary rhyme spitter. Offer audiences all the visit, all to get ya. Caught inside the art of rap, learn about the artifact. All that matters is we honor God and make them holler back. Real busy dropping bombs, catastrophic, the phenomenon explodes. Boom! Act like you know the fresh mode. For years I've been kept low, but now I gotta let go. To break through the threshold.
Rush the siphon and expose the pros. Delete cons, get into it once the feeling is on. Put in work 24/7, headed for set. Record teaching lessons and blessings with the right progression.
Gather together, perform, better than shred it, become better than send it to calm. Then I'm beyond that, we don't get in the law. Manage your passion, it's all dancing with patterns of all men. It's the pattern. If you want it, we got it. No matter the topic, your microscopic attempt. Get forgotten after we brought it. The hottest hypnotic insomniac, avoiding tracks. Visionary on a track, a Russian attack. Your life's
pushing through the windpipe, resuscitating half-life. Giving y'all an invite to get the path right. Rather speaking with a megaphone, flowing with the melatonin. Keep it 100% classic, just letting you know.
Listen up when the words of the track meet. Running in unison to put your crew in the backseat. Check the resume, written in rap sheet. Move it to right now from out of the track.
They try to hold us down, but we blast off. Caught in the battle, so we squared up to draw. Like,
disrespect the crew, that's the last straw. My rhymes pack a punch aimed at the glass jaw. Disco, dance hall, funk, soul, jazz, y'all. All embodied in the party, welcome to the
Got freedom at the forefront. If you wanna hunt, guarantee with what you need and what you want. Like,
step into the AM at the daybreak. Bust into the break of dawn, something strong, make way. Feeling good like it's payday, but it's everlasting. Getting live or chilling out, relaxing. If you already know what you're taking notice, like,
The spirit that coincides is a bonus, like,
It's more of the main feature with human life. You're invited to grab on and hold it like the heart, the soul, the rock, the roll, the stop the goal, the mode, control, the from show to show, the seek the soul, the in hopes you open, so you know, the
stick and move, dip, dive, let it show you what the
we provide, tell a friend of a neighbor that the is the way to express our behavior as you gotta see it live with yourself. We keep it moving like making music like
loving life like
all the time like you were bright like
taking flight like
every day like the more we give, the more we get. In every direction we step and how we live is an investment leading to the future. Blessing, testing, and question. Don't let it get embedded deep inside of you. The heart of the matter is right now. Like,
make it louder.
Come out.
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 Hey folks, listening to Radioactive San Diego, I'm Jake. And as there was Le Tigre doing My Metro Card. Before that we had Lily Allen. Man, I gotta find more stuff from her. That was a fun little, I don't know, that was like a it's like a ragtime meets hip-hop gag thing. I just love that. It was all sorts of advice about advice and examples of what women can say to guys who are hitting on them in effort to make them stop. My favorite, of course, was when she said, yeah, I'm pregnant. I'll be having a baby in about 6 months now. Yeah. And I think that would send most guys away. For that, we had a record called Lightheaded doing Yes, that's the name of the song. For that, Mindless Self-Indulgence from their newest album, which I think is called You'll Rebel to Anything. A song called Bullshit. They are known for being fast and doing making multiple changes per song. They probably had about 14 changes in a 2-minute song there. For that, Mocha Only doing More Soup. Featuring MF Doom, who is in everything this year. MF Doom is raps on every album everywhere. It's hard to get away from the guy. So I think I've set myself a limit. Only one song per show, which features MF Doom in it. And we started off with the Sea and the Gulls doing Seagulls. News-wise, right now I'm looking at an article. I haven't finished reading it, but basically it's looking like in Japan, they're passing a, when I pronounce this badly, Kyobu Zaihon, which is a anti-conspiracy law, which could result in Japanese citizens being detained or punished for merely agreeing with one another, in combination with another statute that permits detention without charge. The new law could have a chilling effect on civil liberties, including freedoms of speech and assembly and the right to organize. That's over at Asia Times, atimes.com. I'll have to look at more into that. Now, of course, my memory's hazy enough that I wanted to tell you all about the May 1st protest I was at, but I can't remember so good. We were here in the studio taking phone calls and making phone calls before the San Diego protests, finding out what was going on at all the marches and rallies in other parts of the country. I believe we talked to New York City, Los Angeles, Portland, Boulder, Denver, maybe some other places too. Those are the only ones I remember. All very large numbers of people, very peaceful, very happy protests. Here in San Diego was the one of the biggest ruckus-causing protests I'd heard about, and that was when a handful of people were on the Mexico side of the border and were actually blocking with their bodies the road coming into the United States from Mexico, except that really no one was driving on it anyway, so, you know. But yeah, they're saying that, you know, nobody knows what sort of economic impact it had for sure. I was hearing possibly hundreds of millions of dollars just in Los Angeles. That was where the troqueros, the truck drivers, all went on strike for the day. I read that in at the beginning of the day, there was a 2-hour period where normally 100 trucks go through there. And on May 1st, there was 5. So it's a pretty successful work stoppage, and it's at the Port of Los Angeles, which is a huge port, tons of goods coming through. It seems obvious that that would have an impact on economics. But that's just so frustrating. You know, so many people are so against immigrants and illegal immigration, and in such, like, violent and hateful ways. It's like, those fucking illegal immigrants, man, they're here without any, they're following the rules, and, you know, they're not supposed to be here, they should just go back to Mexico. And I'm like, I'm just looking around at this group of people I'm marching with, right? You know, it's mothers with strollers, and fathers, and teenage kids with Mexican flags, and it's like, how exactly are you hating these people? If anybody who is, you know, anybody who's against immigration or illegal immigration, come to one of these protests, and I want you to see what I see. to see who exactly you're trying to hurt, who you want to send out of the country and all that. It's real easy to have this imaginary idea after hearing about all the damage that illegal immigrants are causing. It's easy to have this idea in your head and be really against the people in your imagination. But I want you to see the real people, because I don't see how you can get this anger. I mean, and part of it, too, I was realizing the other day, is it's sort of two parallel moral codes are being used here by both sides, that the pro-immigration people are saying, we work hard, we should be able to stay here and continue to work, and we should be treated with dignity and respect. And that's one moral code, this idea that your actions and hard work and dedication and sacrifice should be rewarded. The anti-immigration folks are generally using a completely different moral calculus, as they say it in highfalutin schools, and I usually don't. I don't know why I said it. the anti-immigration folks are saying, well, they broke the rules. They're not citizens. They came here. They didn't follow the rules to become citizens. They just broke the rules and came here. And that's another moral code, that there's rules and one is supposed to follow them. And if you break those rules, you are not entitled to the privileges that would come with obeying the rules. In this specific instance, that doesn't hold too much weight with me, that argument. Because first of all, I don't know what those rules are. I mean, that's sort of irrelevant. But I'm guessing that a good 90% of the people who are using this they broke the rules argument, that they also do not know what the rules are. I don't know what one would have to do. If I was living in Mexico or Honduras or wherever, and I wanted to become an American citizen, I have no idea what process I would have to go to. No clue. I don't know now. And I live here, and I don't know how one becomes a citizen. I mean, all I happened to do to become a citizen of this country was not die while I was being born. That was it. I didn't have to fill out paperwork. I didn't have to take any tests, pay fees, nothing. I was just, you know, here. So the idea that somebody, that you're criticizing someone for not following the rules when you don't know what the rules are, that's a little iffy. It's a little suspect. And on top of that, knowing that these rules, so many American laws are suspect just because we don't know how they're made or who made them or for what purpose. I mean, we all know that the United States has a system of legalized bribery where lobbyists and campaign contributors can give money to politicians, which then influences what decisions they make and when they make the rules. So some big corporation goes in there, some group with a lot of political clout gets to talk to a congressman and influence what the rules are. And now I'm supposed to say, oh, well, you must follow the rules because the rules were made and they're the rules. And, you know, if we knew that all the rules were being made in everybody's best interests with honesty and transparency and all that, well, then maybe. Then maybe your they broke the rules argument has some weight. But at present, no. No weight. Also heard some of the dumbest bullshit ever on the radio lately. The Latin American music stars who recorded a version of the American anthem, Star Spangled Banner, in Spanish. I think they call it Nuestro Himno, for our hymn. And they sang it in Spanish. I've heard two explanations. The words don't match. I've heard one person say that they actually used a very, very old version of the Star Spangled Banner and translated that into Spanish and sang that. The other one was that they had added some of their own words to the song, which had more emphasis on, you know, tolerance and the humanity of everyone and all that. So it doesn't match what most Americans sing. But just, and then the president says, I think the national anthem should only be sung in English. What the fuck's that about? I mean, seriously, let's say I came here from Mexico, Germany, wherever. My English isn't so good. If I want, I can have someone teach me the national anthem in English, and I can sing in English and not know what the hell I'm singing. They can teach to me sound for sound, oh, beautiful for Spain, you know, whatever. I'm doing it by sound. I don't know what I'm saying. Or someone could teach me the national anthem in my natural German or Spanish or whatever language I came from, and now the words mean something to me. Which one is more powerful? Now, of course, my first thought is, why is anyone singing a national anthem? I'm no fan of nations, and so I'm not very fond of their anthems. So I say, let's not sing them at all. But still, just this idea that somehow English is better or more American than Spanish, it's just more evidence that this idea among many Americans, mostly white Americans, this belief that America equals white, and the people who are living here who are American, who aren't white, are somehow less American. They have less rights, they're lesser people, whatever. And this is a very common, it's a very common thought, very common belief in this country that people don't actually say out loud. But it's there, and it's just obvious that it's there. It comes up so often. And, you know, I think most Americans who do hold that belief would deny it. Oh, no, 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 I'm not racist. You know, again, using the popular American belief that racism is only defined by hating someone of another race. And that if you're not wearing your Klan robes at the time, you're not a racist. I'm just tired of it. And on top of that, anybody who's actually claiming to be anti-immigration, who is not also trying to come up with a way that people living in Latin America could have better lives, is kidding themselves. Because the people in Latin America, I was reading this number, I think they were saying that like 50% of the people in Latin America cannot find good jobs. And I think they said that 23% could only find jobs that were sort of sketchy, temporary or illegal jobs in Latin America. So, and up here, you know, you cross a few borders and here's work for you. Here's money. You can feed your family. What are you going to do exactly? You say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to break your American rules. Me and my family will sit here in the dirt in Mexico and starve. So, I mean, I can understand there are some people who literally, in a non-racist fashion, are against immigrants coming to the United States illegally, people who are afraid for their jobs, that sort of thing, fine. If that's the way you feel, then you have to have a solution that includes making life better for everybody. Making people in Mexico say, you know what, I don't feel the need to go to the United States because I've got work right here. Once you got something like that, come back to us. Otherwise, you're ridiculous. You've got nothing. You bring nothing to the table. So, yeah. Now I feel sort of worn out from yelling. Oh, one more thing. Neil Young. A ironic name, Neil Young, because he's like 80. The famous country rock guy of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and I guess he was in other bands, I don't know what they were. He put out an album. I think all of the songs on the album are supposed to be political. One of them is called Let's Impeach the President. Many people, many liberals are awestruck. Oh, it's so great, man. He's put out this album. I'm going to go buy it. Oh, have you heard it? Oh, that's great. It's a bad song. I've heard it. It's bad. It's just boring fucking rock. The lyrics are not bad. The lyrics are not bad about some of the ills of the country and bad shit the president has done. But overall, it's not a good song. And I don't see why anybody's so excited that he's doing it. You know, people all over have been criticizing the president since, you know, before he got in office. Anybody with half a brain has been saying not only let's impeach the president, they're saying let's impeach his entire administration. And people who are actually paying attention are saying, fuck that, let's take him all to The Hague and charge him with war crimes. But no, once the president's approval reading reaches his disapproval reading, I believe now is 65%. And now a big famous rock star is going to put out a song saying we should impeach him. That's, I don't call that courage. So, anyhow, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Go to my site, lyingmediabastards.com, for news and such. And now we have one of those funny songs I was mentioning earlier. It's a band called Grave Worm. Black metal, death metal, you know. That sort of metal. And but it's a cover. And I'm a real sucker for funny covers. I really am. This is the death metal cover of REM's Losing My Religion. you know what? I'm going to follow this up with a song that doesn't fit at all, but except for the theme, thematically. I've got a Portland-based hip-hop group called Lifesavers doing a cover of an Elliott Smith song called Happiness. So we're going to do two covers here. First one, we're going to do the death metal, Losing My Religion, and then we're going to do the hip-hop Happiness by Elliott Smith. I'm Jake Langmedia Bastards. In the background, of course, I hope many, all of you recognize this is music from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Just thought I'd mention that. Yeah, I'll talk more later.
Yeah. former lover. Didn't even care if there was others. Loose drops announced the rain, a gust of wind, mother in a fetal position, rocking and humming. Numbness invades her chest, those tears keep coming. If only she could have back those stolen moments. Slow bitter smile, now she walk with a growl. And clenched fists, a flame snuffed out. Happiness is a disease that she couldn't pronounce. Still, she having this child, you know how loneliness sound.
Nothing else could have been done. He made his life a lie, He made his life a lie. Might never have to know anyone. He made his life a lie. Anyone, you know what I used to be will pass away. Then you will see all I want was happiness.
Left unsaid, cause we left with what matters. Now them petty fights are easy to lay aside when life shatter. We conflict on who did what and why. It rains and some days we ain't seeing eye to eye. It's loose goodbyes till goodbye becomes final. We would pay a fortune to rewind and suspend time for them crooked smirks and corny jokes. I grieve in moments we did things I couldn't believe. See, life is a sum of your soon to come and yesterday's. Not breaths you take, but seconds to take your breath away. Breathe in birth and in death, and with every breath, no regrets. No regrets.
Nothing else could have been done. She made her life a lot, She made her life a lot. She might never have to know anyone. She made her life a lot. Anyone, you know what I used to be will pass away. Then you will see all I want now is happiness.
I came from a place I forgot. I woke up in a parking lot, far from a meal and a cot. On the corner where all the streets got the same name. Maybe my brain's on the brink of
insane.
Yeah. Came between the papers while sleeping on the train. Just the land of milk and honey.
No shame.
The invisible man times three. Black down and out, outstanding on the corner.
No doubt.
Now a nation of homeless sleeping in bus stations. Another win for the pilgrims who said,
no more Haitians.
As I proceed, someone to feed me is what I need.
Three blocks of dealers trying to hit me up with some weed.
Yeah, avenues and boulevards hungry as
the
a
fucker.
Hope to get a ride from a
trucker.
Hey, yo, man.
Everybody know I ain't no
sucker.
Every time I used to drop 30 at the
rucker.
Away from the crazy kids and generation wreck. Dissing pyramids while praising projects.
Walk past your folks getting no respect.
Yeah, calling young folks a bunch of no good rejects. And I walk
on. I can't recognize
the man in the mirror.
Is it I?
It is I.
Now who this cat I'm looking at?
Cause I've been waiting so long to get where I'm going.
An eye for an eye.
In this country, 'tis a fee.
Now how the hell can I be free?
And who this cat I'm looking at?
Cause I've been lost so long
without anybody knowing.
So I move on and I walk on.
Yeah, yeah.
Past the preachers and the pimps getting their talk
say
on.
Word?
Why do home gotta be where the negative roam?
Negative
to
roam.
Be or not to be.
So I roll alone.
Yeah. I'm trapped within the skin and these bones among temporary kings on cellular phones.
Cellular phones.
Can I last as I walk past mad cigarette billboards and more liquor ads?
Walking on the bottles and potato chip bags.
Everyone I see got the nerve to brag.
Nerve to
where
brag.
They from, what they got. They don't own squat. Disrespect where they from and you might get shot.
Zombies asking me what the latest bomb
you
be.
You should have shot the fucking sheriff and the fucking deputy, G.
For okaying the drug trade and letting it be. But I know prison for me is an industry. So I walk, heard the best things in life be free.
Didn't God make this land and the air that we breathe?
Yeah. Not for the homeless, don't give a damn about me.
About
in the
me.
Mirror, somebody else is staring at me.
Maybe
prison is the skin I'm within. All this time I've been suffering, can't fix it with a buffering. Plus they said I'll never work in this town again. So I keep on walking.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye. I can't recognize
the man in the mirror.
Is it I?
It is I.
Now who this cat I'm looking at?
Cause I've been waiting so long to get where I'm going.
An eye for an eye.
In this country, 'tis a fee.
Now how the hell can I be free?
And who this cat I'm looking at?
Cause I've been lost so long
without anybody knowing.
Little day is big day and just did time.
Just did
seen
time.
Him standing
on unemployment line.
Which collided with the line of the health clinic. I seen crazy Stacy, her ass standing up in
standing
it.
Up
no
in
more
it.
Welfare, they cut her Medicaid.
Damn, my mama used to do her braids.
I keep walking so they don't see me.
But I
doubt if they doing much better than me.
Better than me.
I walk on, never take the planet for granted. I pave the concrete, asphalt and granite.
Asphalt and granite.
I walk past three brothers sitting on the porch. With a yard of dirt and littered with Newports. Talking how they coming up while they sitting on their ass.
As
I walk past them, I'm the target of their
laughs.
And one said, let's get him for his fucking stash. As I walk fast past the other yards with grass. Had a little cash, I tried to make it last. From a few deals I made from cleaning windshields. I ran like a
they
caught me in the
alley.
Can't get out the ghetto from New York to
Cali.
I thought I had nothing till I felt the knife.
And
now I ain't even got a light.
Got a light.
Hey folks, listen to Radioactive San Diego, the Lying Media Bastards show. I'm Jake. That is there was the Black Keys doing Meet Me in the City. It's from an EP they just put out called, that's a tribute to Junior Kimbrough. I believe that's the name, who was a, I'd never heard of him. I don't want to pretend to be knowledgeable about all things blues, but apparently he was a very distinctive and unique blues player who passed away in recent years, and that is a tribute to him. The Black Keys tried to cover his songs and try to play in a style similar to him, which apparently had been tried several times by other artists with failure, but that one turned out very well. His mother actually contacted the band and told them how happy she was and how well it turned out. So that's worth checking out. I mean, the Black Keys are a great blues band anyway. They're a two-piece. It's a guitarist and a drummer. And the guitarist sings, and they're pretty amazing. This EP is very laid-back and very melodic. Generally, they go a bit crazier, and it's got more of a... I don't know how to describe it. It's more intense than this one. This one is more soulful, I suppose. But I'd recommend checking them out. For that, Public Enemy, off of the new album that they just put out called The Rebirth of a Nation. Public Enemy has never done a song like that. This song really impresses me. You know, usually it's, you know, Chuck D is strong and he comes with a message. And it's like, that's usually the style. But this one was like a story, but Chuck was telling her in the first person and he was kind of hurting. He was a vulnerable man telling a story about being homeless in the ghetto. And it wasn't the typical, you know, Chuck says a line, Flavor says a line, or Chuck says a line and Flavor just chimes in on the end. It was a new rhyme style in there, and the music was not as hard-hitting. I was impressed all around. They did something new. And like I said, that album, it's good stuff. They put it out, strangely enough, it's on Paris's label. Paris, as far as I've known, is a pretty small... I don't want to be insulting, but I always thought he was a small name in the rap game. You know, Paris, you know, Public Enemy, you know, his big name. Paris, not so big name. Go to GorillaFunk.com, and you can check out the album. And Paris participates in that album, too, which politically is, you know, a very obvious match, the radical politics of Public Enemy, the radical politics of Paris. They just throw Boots Riley and Talib Kweli on there, and they've got it set. And Dead Prez. Get them all mixed in there. And then when they do a show, the government can assassinate them all at once and, you know, save bullets. But no, that's a good album. I recommend checking it out. Before looking at me at Sonic Youth, I guess they have a new album. It's like their, you know, 500th album. Sonic Youth, I have never noticed, apart from some of their early stuff, I've never noticed that much of a difference in one album to the next with their songs. I mean, they're usually pretty good. You know, you don't usually hear a Sonic Youth song and go, that's crap. It's usually good in some way, but they're often not as distinct from year to year as one might think. Then before that, we had Lifesavers doing Happiness, which I'm told is a cover of Elliott Smith. I do not know Elliott Smith, so I couldn't tell you more about that. And then I got a good chuckle out of that first track, Graveworm, Losing My Religion, the death metal cover of R.E.M. I don't have much time left. I got to throw one more song on at least. But I did want to mention video games. The reason I'm mentioning this is... this week, there's a big video game expo going on in Los Angeles, E3, and they're unveiling new video game systems, and I thought that was originally just of interest to people who are video game fans, you know, the new PlayStation, the new Xbox, whatever, but I've come to realize that this particular time, it has far-reaching ramifications for consumer media, consumer electronics, the stuff that, you know, whether you're a video game fan or not, it's going to impact you. First, this recent thing is going to be the fallout of a battle that we lost. We didn't even know we were fighting. We weren't fighting. That's why we lost it. The high-definition TV battle. The broadcast industry and the TV industry and the home video industry, they all wanted to switch from whatever it is that we call our current television format, regular definition TV. They wanted to go to HD TV, which has a higher quality picture and sound and blah, blah, blah. and but they want it to be mandatory. They didn't just want to say, hey, let's make this other stuff and people can get it if they want it. They wanted a complete conversion, which they got. And the government has mandated that all television, I forget the year, but in like a year or two, all television will be HDTV. And the TV you've got now won't work with it. If you get your cable box or you got your antenna and you try to watch just regular broadcast TV, you won't be able to. You can get a set-top box, or you can go buy, so your options are go buy a new HDTV. Probably be a lot more expensive than a regular TV. Regular TV, you know, you can buy like a, you know, 15-inch TV for, I don't know, $120, something like that. No, you're going to have to go out to the store, buy a brand new HDTV, which is probably going to be much more expensive, or you can buy a box for about $40-$50 to attach to your TV so it can receive and convert the HDTV signal. And I don't think it's going to give you any better picture with the converter box. I could be wrong. I'll look into it. So we lost that battle. HDTV is coming. We get it whether we want it or not. And now, that has other impacts because now everybody's going to want their videos that they rent. Well, I take that back. The industry wants the videos that we rent to be in HD format. And the video games that we play to be in HD, which means the regular, the old DVD discs that we used to use aren't good enough. They don't hold enough data. So we're not only switching from one type of TV format to another, we're now going to switch to another DVD format. And there's another war going on. There's two formats. HD, DVD, and Blu-ray. I'm kind of rooting for Blu-ray, just because it's got a cool name to it, but that's neither here nor there. It does hold more data, but they cost more. Anyhow, so we have these new video game systems coming out, which are going to be in HD. Now, Sony makes the PlayStation video game, and they've got all their eggs in one basket here. The game discs that you're going to get for your new for your PlayStation 3 are all on Blu-ray DVD. So no game is going to be made on HD DVD. On top of that, your PlayStation 3 will also be a DVD player, which will play regular DVDs and Blu-ray DVDs, but not HD DVDs. Now, this is a huge deal to Sony because not only do they make this game system, they also make HD TVs. So you're going to go buy your HD TV because you'll have no choice in a year or two. You got your video game system that does HD. You say, well, I may as well go get an HD TV. And it's Blu-ray, so you start buying Blu-ray DVDs. Sony has a movie studio. Sony puts out movies on DVD for people to buy and rent. On top of that, it seems like Sony has some sort of proprietary rights to the Blu-ray format, which means that if Blu-ray wins, Sony's making money just from their video game system. They're making money on selling HD TVs, making money on selling Blu-ray movies from their own company, and making money off of other people's Blu-ray movies because they own the format. Now, their big rival, Xbox, is going with the HD DVD. So, and for some reason, the PlayStation 3 is very expensive. It's supposed to be coming out in November. They're saying it's going to be like $600. I mean, maybe this is academic, maybe this is a bunch of crap to all of you, but it's basically how this will affect you. Just the simple fact that there's these video game consoles that are coming out, even if whether you play video games or not. I'm told it's an $18 billion a year industry now, which now I think about it sounds like bullshit. this is going to impact. You're going to have to be getting yourself some sort of TV which is compatible with high definition if you want to continue watching television from the mainstream, which really, do you want to? I mean, and that cracks me up about HD TV as well, you know, sort of the, is the TV on that's on the air right now that good that you want, you know, that much better a picture? You know, is American Idol better when you can see Paula Abdul's pores when it's so good you can see that? Is the follicles in her head, is it better that way? You know, is 24 that much more dramatic if you can, you know, you see the wrinkles on Jack Bauer's face when he says, damn it? You know, it's, I don't see the need. And especially when, you know, if we were looking at making big changes to the way our technology works, we'd probably want to look more to, energy, oil, what runs our cars. But no, we get to see, we're going to get to see, you know, what's her name, Katie Couric. We're going to get to see her on the Evening Ruse, sharp as a fucking crystal picture. But no, we're still going to have to invade countries in the Middle East to drive our cars. That is money well spent, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I got one more song and then I'm out of here. This is P-Valley and Perquisite. Perquisite? Perquisite? Okay, I don't know that guy's name. Pete Philly and his friend, and Talib Kweli, who I mentioned earlier. This is a track called Hope. It's a nice political track with a little bit uplifting, so I figured we'd end with that one. And I went to their website. It looks like Pete Philly and Perquisite are white guys, possibly from the Netherlands. And we'll have to get back to you. Anyway, I'm Jake. This has been a Line Media Bastard Show. I'll play a song, and then I got to play my closing theme, because that's what I do. And then I'm out of here.
Sometimes my hope slips away. I go through the day without a way to see past the decay. To say a better day is coming got me running my mind. Wondering if I'm cunning enough to find a new pattern of thought designed so I can deal with this land of concrete. Cause them facts is ill, yo, we facing defeat. From the trees to the seas of the ghetto. The fleas on the dog's back half already settled in. Won't allow no meddling cause they shoot you. Do anything for the loot. Wicked politicians making wicked decisions. Straight lying to the public so they can begin another mission of war. Man, my eyes are sore, shit's hardcore. We can all make a change, what we waiting for? There's a million other people who feel like I feel. Too many cats are sending up with a raw deal for real. But I read a book, take a look, put it all in perspective. Ignore the crooks who be rocking their politics while running for president. If we want the asses kicked, then let's set the president. Cause it's not you versus me, but it's you and me versus the war industry. If you asking me what it is that we can do against idiots like GW, it's follow through. It's what makes you cope, it's what makes you grow, it's what makes you go against the grain when they tell you no. But you got to show your friends and foes it's time for change. It's what makes you cope, it's what makes you grow, it's what makes you go against the grain. But they can't tell you no, because now you know the healer when you get home. Yeah.
I'm holding on like someone pushed me over the edge. So sometimes when the rhyme just go over your head. Try to bring it down to earth without sounding berserk. It's for the people high and mighty and I'm down in the dirt. Put it work like a nickel and diamond. Standing on the corner religious like a shaman. I ain't thinking with rhyming. The punchlines when they tickle your spine. I pick at the line and I'll never front for you. You ain't getting consignment. People hope to get signed but today's surprise. The industry falling down right in front of their eye. On my block brothers don't live, brothers survive. Mothers pray through the night and hope their son is alive. Check the stoop, then the corner, then the hospital. My city more, matter of fact, shit, I gotta go to my son's school, yeah, where they call me Brother Kweli. No time for crime, waiting or hoping like Buddy Holly.
Whoa. It's what makes you cope, it's what makes you grow, it's what makes you go against the grain when they tell you no. But you got to show your friends and foes it's time for change. It's what makes you cope, it's what makes you grow, it's what makes you go against the grain. But they can't tell you no, because now you know the healer when you get home. I'm hoping for better days and better ways to express. I'm hoping for spiritual growth and some mental progress. Hoping I won't be choking when it's time to take the test of time. As I'm standing in the limelight and rhyme, will I shine? Will I be remembered as a person who took the time and opportunity to find the goodness of his own kind? The kindness of the mankind, the kind that makes a cynic in me just relax and unwind. It's a state of mind you can find me in when I'm kicking back and I'm chilling. Looking at playing children, impressive buildings. And I'm feeling that we more than the money hungry idiots. Mass marketing guys claim we be, man, they can't get with us. It's the fuss of living, looking for a balance between taking and giving and making a living without making a preemptive killing. Shit has got to stop. I hope we find the revolution back in hip-hop, back in hip-hop, back in hip-hop, back in hip-hop, back in hip-hop. You grow, it's what makes you go against the grain when they tell you no, but you
this has been another edition of Lying Media Bastards on Radioactive San Diego. Thanks for listening. I will have, if you miss any part of this, I'm going to have the whole show up on my website probably by this evening. Thanks for listening. If you want to make any song requests or comments or something for the future, send an email to lmbradio@gmail.com and visit my website, lyingmediabastards.com, because I command you to do so.